Alright everyone, today we're covering something a little different. I've been covering a lot of bad SCPs lately, meaning, you know, they've been on doom and gloom type SCPs, really messed up things, or otherwise secretive things and things of that nature. So I figured today we'd cover something a little more lighthearted, which is why we are covering SCP-063, otherwise known as the greatest toothbrush in the world. Object class for this SCP is safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-063 is to be kept at all times within Dr. Redacted's personal bathroom, located within the personnel quarters upon Site 19. Object is to be used as designed at least once in a 24-hour period, or the object will begin to emit an unknown specialized radiation that results in objects and materials within a 0.6-meter radius, otherwise 2 feet radius, to slowly begin warping and eventually disintegrating into a fine dust. Radiation's effect on living test subjects has not been monitored. Description. SCP-063 appears to be an average pale blue toothbrush. Stenciled along the side of the object are words, "The world's best toothbrush." The word toothbrush is spelled incorrectly. It is spelled world's best toothbrush. Though whether this was accidental or purposeful by the creators of the object is still unknown. SCP-063 displays the ability to effortlessly cleave through any and all dead or inorganic matter, the focal point of this ability being its bristles. However, matter touched by the bristles is not separated, such as by way of a knife, but completely expunged from existence, leaving no trace whatsoever. This mode of operation is reminiscent of SCP-2207, suggesting the two anomalies share a connection or were created by the same entity or entities. Additionally, subjects who have used SCP-063 have claimed that the experience left their teeth feeling remarkably clean. In spite of its extraordinary abilities, lab analysis has discerned that SCP-063 is completely made of common plastic. Addendum. SCP-063 was originally found in St. Petersburg on the person of Redacted, a thief working in the area, using SCP-063's abilities to crack safes. When questioned about the object, subject professed ignorance, claiming that he simply found the object one day. Questioning of the subject continued until he took his own life. His reason for doing this is, as of yet, unknown. Like I said, lighthearted. Alright, goodbye for now. Well, it is unfortunately that sad time where we must part ways for now. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the podcast, and I hope it both entertained and horrified you. If you want to support me, be sure to like, comment, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're watching on Spotify or anything else like that, be sure to hit a follow, write a review, and share this with a friend. I would love to grow this amazing community that we're slowly building up here. If you want to support me in more ways than you already are by watching this episode, be sure to support me on Patreon at patreon.com/childrenofthenight, or you can just use the link in the description. If you choose to support me there, you can get yourself some extra goodies, like getting to listen to the narrations that I do early. You can also get access to polls that dictate what stuff I'll cover on the podcast next and what stories I'll narrate next. And if you are interested in checking out other things that I do, such as just general updates or sometimes seeing some funny horror memes or anything like that, be sure to follow me on my social media platforms. I have an Instagram, Twitter, and a Facebook. Links to those are all in the description. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you prefer Spotify or anything like that, I am available on there. And if you're watching this on Spotify or something like that, I am available on YouTube as well. But until we meet each other again, I want to say good night and sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.